Yeah, I'm here.
Jerry, just obviously, you had lots of interaction with Dean Smith, but as you first heard of this news, what were some of the thoughts that were going through your mind?
Well, we played over 50 times, I guess, the 22 years I was at Maryland, plus some ACC tournament games. And, you know, the thing about him was that, which people might not know, is he was a great competitor, number one. In other words, he wasn't the type of guy that jumped up and down all the time or whatever coaching, but he was into the game. I mean, he wouldn't be afraid to go after the referees or even once in a while other players. But part of that was just his feeling about the game, the way the game should be played. All those things are part of him. And the biggest thing with Dean Smith as a coach is his ability to be an innovator. He probably had more to do with some changes in the game than any other coach during his era.
But you mentioned that because, and I guess, you know, you could even throw the shot clock into that because I can still remember my father screaming at the television when he would go to that four corners.
Yeah, that was that really brought on the shot clock for sure because, you know, if you watched that once, it was good. It was kind of a different strategy, so everybody liked it. But, you know, all of a sudden there was ACC tournament games with a score, you know, 12-10 or something like that. And so his ability, and especially with Phil Ford, the great guard for Carolina, to run the four corners necessitated the shot clock coming into the game. And it was really important for modern basketball because people didn't want to watch that on a regular basis. But just substituting five players at a time, the blue team would come into the game just to pick up the intensity level for Carolina. When the ACC experimented with the three-point line at 17 feet, which comes inside the top of the circle, Dean Smith had his team only shooting threes or layups. There was no 12-foot jump shots or anything like that. He did so many things in terms of game preparations, even shoot-arounds the day of the game. Supposedly, Dean really got into that. And when a coach is successful, obviously everybody steals and copies what that coach does. So for a lot of coaches coming up like myself, as Dean was so established at North Carolina, you really looked at his program and anything he was doing, you certainly would want to look and see if that could help what you were trying to do.
You mentioned that. Can you think of anything specific that you really latched onto or that left an impression on you that actually helped you?
Yeah, in fact, when I played at Maryland, not well, but I played at Maryland 1964, and Dean Smith was hung in effigy that year. Billy Cunningham, a great player, helped get the dummy out of the tree, in fact, down there at Chapel Hill. And what he was doing that next year, he went from not being a very good team to all of a sudden one of the top five teams in the country. His pressure defense was very difficult for me to play against, and I made up my mind when I was going to become a coach that I would incorporate a lot of the pressure techniques because that really changed Carolina's program when Dean Smith went to that, and he didn't always do it after that, but that was a big factor in his success early on at Carolina.
You know, coaches are our teachers. The impact he had, and obviously just as you would judge from afar, that you think he had on players beyond basketball, because certainly, and it's very much like the Maryland program, if you meet an Antoine Jameson or Hubert Davis or Michael Jordan, you're also struck by the person as much as the basketball player. Do you have any stories that relate to how he impacted student athletes?
Without a doubt, he was the loyalty that his former players showed for Dean Smith was just incredible. And a big part of that was I think they thought he was fair to start with. In other words, he would give everybody an opportunity. Very few players that ever played in North Carolina felt that they were underused or didn't develop as people and players. And I think as players get older, once they leave the program, and not just the guys playing the NBA, but all the players, if they felt that they were giving a proper opportunity, then as they matured as people, they really realized what Dean Smith did for them. I you know, looked at Michael Jordan's statements today about how important Dean Smith was to his success. And, you know, everybody's heard all the jokes about Dean Smith, the only guy able to hold Michael Jordan under 20 a game and because of the way they played. But what Dean Smith did. And back to your point, Dave, as a teacher, Dean Smith taught Michael Jordan how to play basketball. In other words, it's one thing to be a great athlete, and certainly, you know, Michael Jordan, as good as there ever was, but at the same time, Michael Jordan knew how to play basketball, and as his career went on, it's not enough just to jump high and, you know, be a good shooter or whatever. You have to learn the game, and he really was fortunate to play for a coach like Dean Smith.
What was it like? Did you enjoy coaching against him? Obviously, it was going to be a challenge. What was it like in that arena? Because as you started this conversation, he was an intense competitor, so you knew you were going to get everything he had.
Well, it was great because I always enjoyed that, whether, you know, to go against a Dean Smith level coach, because you knew you were going against the best. And what that forced you to do, when you played North Carolina, you had to be ready to play because you knew Dean Smith was going to prepare as well as anybody you played against. And so you had to do the same thing. And I always liked that trying to match up against people that were as good as Dean Smith was. And you weren't always successful, but you always knew that you were going to be in a great game. And I think as a competitor, as a coach, that's what you coach for. That's what you play for, is to go against the best. And, you know, I was fortunate to coach against Dean Smith over 50 times, so I had my chances.
Listen, Gary, appreciate the time. Anything else you can think of that might be worth noting about what you know about Gary?
I think Dean, a lot of coaches have tunnel vision, but Dean Smith was a great, he had a great, good feel for society. Charlie Scott was the first African-American athlete recruited to North Carolina. Dean Smith did some civil rights things down there. He was always in touch with what was going on. He wasn't just a coach. He was, you know, almost a social activist. I don't think that would be a mistake in saying that.
And I guess that's a big part of his legacy, because he was trying to make a difference on or off the court. You talked about being an innovator on the court or off the court.
Yeah, I think he always looked at things, how it could be better, how you could refine the way you coach, how society could be better. And I think players felt that played for him, that he was really working for them. In other words, a lot of times, especially nowadays, coaches get caught up in the business of being a coach. And I think with Dean, as he got more famous and more successful, that never happened. He was still a player's coach, and players do appreciate that.